Welcome to the Movie Film Show, featuring the insightful reviews of Mr. Film and Mr. Movie. This week we review Fast Five and 13 Assassins. And now here are Mr. Movie and Mr. Film.
Hello, I'm Mr. Movie.
And I'm Mr. Film. And first up, we have Vin Diesel and Paul Walker have dusted off their hubcaps with the next installment in the Fast and the Furious franchise, Fast Five. And this time, they sort of get some help from Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock.
We're talking about breaking into a police station.
This is crazy.
This is $100 million.
You say what?
I'm down.
One's a former federal officer, spent 5 years in deep cover. The other one's a professional criminal. Escaped prison twice. We find him, we take him as a team, and we bring him back. And above all else, we don't ever, ever let them get into cars.
Dominic Toretto, played by Vin Diesel, and his buddy, brother-in-law, Brian O'Connor, played by Paul Walker, are on the run from, well, everybody. And they find themselves in Rio. No, this is not a sequel to the cute little animated film we reviewed a couple of weeks ago. And of course, they decide that the fugitive life is getting old, so they're going to pull one last job and steal all the money belonging to drug kingpin Reyes, played by Joaquin de Alameda. A complication, of course, arises when the United States dispatches the Rock's Hobbs, who has an elite group of paramilitary marshals bent on capturing Dom and O'Connor at all costs. I have to say that the PG-13 Fast Five isn't terrible. In fact, it's cheesy, stupid fun as far as it goes. The best way to watch is just to turn off the cognitive part of your brain and let the sensory stuff roll all over you. Stunt driving is great, as always. And the acting is about as good as you'd expect from a film that ends with a car chase in downtown Rio involving the dragging of a giant safe around. And I'm not giving anything away. It's in the trailer, so just go watch that. But as cheesetastic as this film is in spots, it really suffers when Diesel is on screen. Now, he's done some good work, including the original Fast and the Furious, which I really liked him in that. But he seems to be going through the motions here. Walker is just fine as O'Connor. He's kind of made a career out of this sort of silly confection and knows how to walk the thin line between complete camp and cringeworthy performances. But the real standout here for me is Dwayne Johnson. I wish he was in the flick more and that his character was more of a focus than it was. He rips and chews the scenery with relish, and I could see his Hobbs character being the lead in Super Fast 6. To stay for the very, very end of the film to see what I mean. He just embraced the stupidness of the film and had fun. The rest of the supporting cast is fine. There's a sort of Mission Impossible Italian job, right turn late in the film, where Diesel and Walker assemble a group of lovable yet competent goofballs, including rapper Ludacris, to help with the heist. Now, not surprisingly, the biggest problem with this 90-minute flick, just the right length, mind you, from Universal is the, and I'll put in quotes, script by Chris Morgan and Gary Scott Thompson. The film is a little all over the place in what it wants to be. Is it a redemption piece, a chase picture, a family film, or a heist flick? I don't have a problem with the genre mashups. As a matter of fact, I love them. But the changes were so abrupt that I felt as if Morgan and Thompson were popping the clutch and constantly jumping from first to third to fifth gear to reverse. But I doubt that the fans who will be going to see this expect to see high drama. Instead, they'll be going to see it for the chases and the cars, and there are plenty of both. So see it for that and enjoy Dwayne Johnson's goofy performance. I'm giving Fast Five a cheesetastic C.
Mr. Film, a C? You got to be kidding me. Now, we saw this picture together, something we rarely do, mainly for security reasons. But I was there with you, Mr. Film, so why don't you tell the audience what you really thought about the movie? I mean, come on, you were eating this stuff up and loving every minute of it.
I'm not changing my grade. It's cheesetastic. That's why I gave it a C.
But I was eating up it up too. I mean, yeah, the writing is cheesy, you're right, and much of the story is hard to believe, but the movie manages to transcend all of that. These guys are so badass, and the women are so smoking hot, especially that Israeli chick who steals just about every scene she's in, that you just have to accept anything they say or do and go with it.
Yeah.
The picture is packed with action, and I like that. I mean, right from the get-go, we get an awesome scene of these bandits stealing some high-priced cars from a train rolling through the desert that is just so cool it's almost worth a second viewing for that reason alone. And just when you thought the movie couldn't get any cheesier, Dwayne The Rock Johnson shows up to demonstrate what super cheese is really all about. And you're really right, Mr. Film, that he steals the show here. I mean, it's so over the top, but you just got to go with it and love it.
Yeah,
I mean,
great.
You know, that final chase scene you mentioned with the heroes dragging around this monster safe with two cars, I thought it was pretty original and
yeah.
A great climax to this thrill ride. So, I mean, come on, I know you love this movie, Mr. Film. I don't know how that you can have a conscience and give this a C. But, you know, what makes this work, it really is the action. It's fresh and new and fun and worth every penny. And
yeah.
I think it'll make every guy want to go out and, you know, maybe inject some testosterone and steroids and hit the gym and buy an expensive car and rob a bank or something. I mean, that's got to be worth something, right?
Yeah, we are not embracing the illegal lifestyle here. It's our official policy, but I see what you mean. Yeah, but I mean, in terms of the it's one of those. It's so bad, it's good. Sort of.
Absolutely.
Flex, I think.
Yeah.
I think.
And I also think it works too, because while these guys are thieves and criminals, they're pitted against these really corrupt businessmen and a corrupt government in Rio, which is a great setting, by the way.
Yeah.
So it's really easy to root for them, even though they are criminals and thieves and whatnot. So you know what, Mr. Film, I'm going to embrace the cheesetastic element of this and give it an A-.
Really? Oh my god!
Absolutely.
All right. Well. Okay. So, yeah, I think it's fun. I think, you know, I think it is worth the money. I mean, you know, I really, quite honestly, I was a little conflicted about the grade I wanted to give it. I did enjoy it. You're right. I will admit it, but I'm also have to look at it in terms of a film, a piece of art, and it's not great, but it really does fall in that so bad it's good. So this is one of those things that a C isn't necessarily, to a certain extent, isn't necessarily a bad thing. I think it is what it is. Dwayne Johnson is great. He's been great in a lot of flicks. The Rundown, which is one of his first films that he was in a number of years ago, it was great. Go out and rent that. That was a picture that was a real surprise for me. I say go see this. It's fun. If you're looking for fun, you're looking for mindlessness. If your wife made you sit through the royal wedding, go see this to get your manliness back.
Totally, I totally agree with that. So. All right, moving right along, Mr. Film. Our next movie is probably best described as the Fast Five of age-old samurai Japanese culture.
Okay.
And, instead of five, there's 13, and instead of stealing cars, their highest honor is to sacrifice themselves in an act of duty. The movie is called 13 Assassins.
Get off!
So you kind of get the idea there. So
yeah.
This R-rated picture, which is a little over 2 hours and released by Magnolia, is now in theaters and also available on streaming. I opted for the home viewing version, but if you're a fan of the genre, I'd recommend seeing it in theaters with other like-minded people. I think it'll be a lot more fun that way. But Mr. Film, while I do see the point of it all, it really just isn't my thing. Still, even for someone in my shoes, if you find yourself being dragged to see this by a fan, as, say, Mr. Film has done with me, I think you will be probably bored and confused for about the first half hour. I mean, I certainly was. The movie's in Japanese with English subtitles, and if you know little about samurai culture or have trouble remembering foreign names, much of the story and who's who and what's going on will be lost. But I think if you stick with it, you basically get the point. There are two clans of sorts. One is bad, and the other is trying to stop the bad guys. Pretty simple, and this becomes clear once the action starts to pick up. And the action is pretty good. It's basically 13 good samurais against 200 or so bad ones in a battle that mounts in a small village somewhere in Japan. It's gruesome, and liters of blood are poured in the name of honor and self-sacrifice. And luckily, nothing gets lost in translation during the 30-minute or so final battle scenes, as the most common utterance by these characters is, "Hyah!" And what's not to like about a bunch of hyahs and explosive sword-slicing action sequences? And as I understood it, this picture marks the end of the samurai shogun era in the mid-1800s. So perhaps if you're into that kind of thing and the history and whatnot, this is probably also worth a watch. But for me, it's a little hard to recommend. I do have to say that my interest was piqued, though, and I think I will go rent the TV miniseries Shogun, based on the novel by James Clavell, which is available on Netflix, by the way, to get a better understanding of what this culture is all about. And he does a great job of exploring a foreign culture for the eyes of the Western world. But for me, it's hard for me to recommend 13 Assassins to the uninitiated. If you can see it with someone who can explain what the heck this samurai culture is all about, then I'd say don't deny being dragged to see it with someone like, Mr. Film, who I suspect is about to tell us what this movie is really all about and why it's so awesome. But based on my limited knowledge and little interest in the picture to begin with, I'm going to give it a C+.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? This is one of the best films of the year. Oh, my. This riveted me beginning to end. The setup was great. Basically, what's happening is that there's this bad advisor to the shogun who's also his brother, and they have to be very careful how they act against him because no matter how they do so, and it's a lose-lose proposition if they do so publicly, it'll send the country into chaos. The 13 samurai are there to avert going back into the time of war. The period that we're in right now is a time of peace and relative stability, and that's what they're trying to preserve. So they're trying to preserve, the 13 samurai are trying to preserve civilization against this evil force of death. And ironically, the bad guy's always dressed in white, which in Japan is also a symbol of death. So I loved it. I loved the setup. I loved all the planning, the training. The sword fighting is great. If you are a fan of samurai films, this is probably some of the best sword fighting I've seen in a long time. They show the training. It's a good setup. I like the fact that it takes about an hour and a half to get things rolling, to really get to that big action scene. I think one of the big problems with something like even Battle LA, which I sort of liked, is that there's too much action. You know, it's wall-to-wall action.
Yeah.
I like an action film that works up to that action. This does it indeed. Some of the fighting is over the top. I mean, we literally, as you pointed out, Mr. Movie, there are liters of blood spilled here. I mean, everything is just covered with blood and gore, and it's great. It's terrific. But I think the motivations were good for the 13 Samurai. I like the setup. I like the story structure. And I like getting that glimpse into old Japan. Takeshi Miike, who directed the film, has stated in an interview I read that what he was trying to do was create a samurai film that really reflected that era. So have not only the costuming and such, but all the attitudes that those characters would have, the same attitudes and motivations. And you see that. You see some conflicted motivations that happen here, which are kind of interesting in terms of what their individual preferences are or moral values are, and kind of how they're stuck having to fulfill other roles because of some of the choices they made. So I think from beginning to end, this is a great picture. It's beautifully photographed. Acting is really good. The sword fighting's great. This is, for me, is a total win. But one of the best films I've seen this year. I'm giving it an A.
All right. That makes sense. I mean, there is really a sense of authenticity to this. I mean, not knowing much about the history and whatnot.
Yeah.
I can't say that for sure, but it sounds like you're kind of validating that.
Yeah, there is. I mean, some of it's a little over the top. I mean, it's a film for you know, it's a piece of art. This is not a documentary, but I think in terms of overall, they got the spirit right. The guys, when they're fighting, they look like they really know what they're doing, which is a problem with in some cases. And there isn't a lot of theatrics. I mean, these guys, there's a scene where during their training, one of the instructors say, "If you lose your sword, get a rock. If you lose a rock, you just strangle the guy." And they really it really is this knockdown, drag out fight. This is not this, yeah. It is a brutal, brutal fight at the end. And I just thought it really and I think it also captured the sense of what the 13 assassins are fighting against, this degraded person who is going to plunge them back into chaos.
Yeah.
So they have to kind of wade into chaos in order to save civilization.
I think it was a little hard for me to really get into the philosophy, but it was also was interesting to see this completely foreign culture, sort of ancient Japanese culture and whatnot, that is so different from Western culture and whatnot. So it was interesting to see and get a glimpse of that. But it was hard for me to really, I think, in terms of, you know, identifying with it and whatnot. I mean, it really is a kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of thing. And you have to,
yeah,
and, you,
really
and you have to do the noble thing and kill yourself. Well, that doesn't yeah. really do anything
yeah,
either.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I mean, the Howard Carey stuff is a little much. I know some things about Japanese culture. And even for me, even that one part of their culture, I just don't quite get at the beginning. For instance, what kind of sets in motion some of the events. Basically, the guy kills himself in protest.
Right.
So I'm not giving anything away. There's a suicide at the beginning, and that was a very common thing, and it is very foreign to the way Western culture thinks, but I think that makes it also fascinating too.
Yeah, I mean,
I
agree with that. Yeah,
it is a very alien mindset than what we're used to, and it'd be the same if we were watching a film, an authentic film, say about ancient Rome or Greece and such. They had attitudes that are a little bit difficult for, I think, a modern audience, and I think that they really captured that. I think they also delivered, I think Takeshi Miike also delivered a really visceral, exciting film. I think you're right. I mean, it is a little slow going in the beginning, but I don't think it's boring. I think it's fascinating. I think it's very refreshing as an action picture as well, because it could have been a much different, much more ridiculous sort of picture. And we've seen those kind of pictures. I'll be interested to see. It's interesting. Takeshi Miike, who's the director, is following up with another. This is actually a remake of a film from the early 60s. He's also following up with another samurai film that's going to be premiering in Cannes next month. So I think that'll be another interesting picture from him as well. So I think we're going to have another exciting, or at least thought-provoking film from him about the samurai era coming up in the next few months. So,
all right, and I look forward to you dragging me to that one as well.
Yeah, you should. You should, because you know you gotta expand your horizons.
And all right, Mr.
That's what
Film.
That's what the movie film show is all about. Is also expanding horizon. So I say go out. If you can't go see it in the theater, it's available from, as you said, it is available from streaming from iTunes. That's how I also watched it.
Mm-hmm,
and
yeah.
Watched it HD. The picture is beautiful. It's a beautiful, beautiful picture.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And if you love samurai films, and I do, you have to see this. You have to see this picture. So I think we a couple of good choices this week.
Oh yeah, absolutely, and two of them for the boys, I think too. So
yeah, I think so. You know, and one's mindless, and the other one's more of a thinking, sort of thought provoking picture with a lot of visceral horror in it. So you can't go wrong this week.
All right. Well, next week, Mr. Film, I think we're going to take a look at Thor. That should be fun.
All right.
And then there's a romantic comedy called Something Borrowed with Kate Hudson.
Oh,
I'm looking forward to that. And as always, visit our website at www.moviefilmshow.com. If you have a comment or question, feel free to send us an email at mail@moviefilmshow.com. Or you can call our comment line at 818-581-2010. That's a 24-hour comment line, so call whenever you like. And follow us on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/moviefilmshow. Follow us on Twitter. Go to twitter.com/moviefilmshow. We're everywhere.
We're everywhere.
All right, Mr. Film. Well, good show. I'll see you next show.
I'll see you next show, Mr. Movie. You got to expand your horizons.
And all right, Mr.
That's what
Film.
That's what the movie film show is all about. Is also turn off the cognitive part of your brain and let the sensory stuff roll all over you.
Inject some testosterone and steroids and hit the gym and buy an expensive car and rob a bank. I mean, come on. I know you love this movie, Mr. Film. I don't know how that you can have a conscience and give this a C.
a C isn't necessarily a bad thing. I'm not changing my grade. It's cheesetastic.
Super cheese.
Cheesetastic.
Cheesetastic.
I did enjoy it. You're right. I will admit it.
Nothing gets lost in translation during the 30-minute or so final battle scenes, as the most common utterance by these characters is "Hya!"
If you lose your sword, get a rock. If you lose a rock, you just strangle the guy.